Welcome to the Early Birds Podcast. Listener beware, you're in for a scare. It's your boy Johnny Sins.
If you're not listening to this podcast, where are you at? It's your boy OVO Alf.
Go get your bag of chips, your little hot Cheetos, the Arizona. Go get something to drink because we're going to have an excellent time on this week's episode.
Turn this shit up on your headphones.
Mr. Schemer.
Oh, sorry, Schemer.
Damn. That's fucked up.
You know, that's how what's crazy? That's how bad I didn't want you to say Schemer, bro.
Mr. Schemer.
That's how bad I wanted to skip through it. I had to interrupt you.
Damn. Nah, bro, but I've been hearing right around town, you've been kicking it with that boy Billy.
But I'm fucking sick, bro.
Oh, sorry. That girl Billy.
It's not okay. First of all,
that shim Billy.
First of all,
not my brother.
She's a she. Her name is Amelia. I haven't seen her since.
Wait, Amelia?
Yeah, Amelia
Earhart.
Gammon's daughter?
No, not Gammon. Whoa. No. This one's with an A, Amelia, like Amelia Earhart type shit.
Amelia Earhart, okay.
Did
she die driving a plane too?
No. But I haven't talked to Amelia since Amelia was Billy. So boy. I don't even know Amelia. I just know Billy.
Boy, what?
Yeah.
So he started as Billy?
Yeah, he started as Billy.
Then he became Amelia?
Yeah.
I'm guessing the Billy was spelled with I-E.
Or, no, it was
no,
Y.
It was a Y.
Oh, it was a Y?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Well, why would it be IE?
I don't know. Usually, Billy's with IE or, you know.
Are girls?
Yeah.
But he wasn't a girl at the time.
I mean, he is now.
He could have changed his name to Billy with the IE.
Nah.
But he wanted a whole new identity.
Nah. Because the thing is, bro, I don't know. I don't know if it's confirmed or anything, but I heard, bro. When you want to go to the other side, you got to create your own identity, a new identity. And you got to make sure it matches your gender that you want to be.
I'm fucking sick. You said the other side.
What else do you want me to say?
I don't know.
When you go through the multiverse. Yeah, but you need a new identity and you got to make sure it matches. So, you know, you got to get, if you a girl turning into a, you know, a nigga, you need a homie name. If you a homie going into a girl, you need a girl name.
Okay. That's valid.
You know, I don't know if this will make sense, but I feel like when a girl transitions into a guy, it's like, a lot more, what's the word, like, okay, than a guy going to a girl. Because I feel like when a guy transitions to a girl, I feel like that's gayer than a girl going to a guy.
Eric, what the hell exactly, are you talking exactly. about?
That, exactly. That's
but,
what I said.
But look, I understand that. But like this is why I told you guys. Remember when I told you guys if I had a kid, I wouldn't want a daughter, but I would want a daughter? Because yeah. Girls can get away with anything.
Yeah.
Girls can dress up like a straight up, you know, a straight up brother. And, you know, they'll be like, oh, she's, you know, just a tomboy or whatever. But when a dude dresses up like straight, a sister, I know damn well there's a lot of people looking at it like, damn. like, I don't know if you guys remember, bro, that one fool we used to go to high school with. I think his first name was like
Dalton.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Okay.
You remember when he came with heels?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He would like come to school with heels, bro.
Oh man.
Everyone look at him.
That's fucked up. He was a cool guy.
He was a little weird, to be honest. And not because he was, you know, not because he was gay or anything. He was weird in general.
Respect.
But, yeah.
But to all you viewers, are you listeners out there? We're not against gays. Okay? Y'all do your thing.
Low key.
Oh, God.
Low key, y'all. If y'all want to wear heels and you brothers, go for it.
Okay. This is going to be totally like off topic, but on topic, right? Talking about being gay, right? You guys both know Shannon Sharp.
You're gay. Oh, yeah.
You know Shannon Sharp, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you know, he was like a football player. Now he's like a, what would you call him?
Sports analyst.
A sports analyst and a podcaster. Well, the allegations have been going crazy that he was gay, right? Like, everybody thinks he was gay. So he went on live, like, I think it was like 2 days ago. And I don't know if he thought he was live or if he didn't know he was live or whatever.
Oh, yeah. But yeah.
He went on live, and all you could hear is like the audio of him fucking some bitch, bro.
Yeah, he was clapping cheeks.
He was clapping cheeks. Hard. Did you guys hear about it?
Yeah, I did it. I think he did that on purpose, though, low key, to be honest.
Hey, he was trying to beat the allegations or what?
Yeah.
That was hard.
Dude, how are you not going to know if your shit goes live?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Nah, that is,
nah. He did that shit on purpose, bro. But yeah, no, I saw that because I saw the aftermath when Ocho Cinco was giving him shit about clapping cheeks. Yeah. And then this dude said, yeah, I'm a little OG, but Unk's still getting it in.
Oh, I'm fucking sick, bro. It was a bitch named Michelle, though. That's all I know.
Is he not married?
Nah, bro. Not married.
Damn. Yeah, he's what a life.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, Michelle. I'm like, oh, shit. Unk going crazy.
Unk going crazy.
And then he posted on his Instagram. Well, not him, but I guess his manager or whatever posted saying he was hacked. But then homie came out and he's like, no, I wasn't hacked. But like, I apologize. Yeah, it was very unprofessional. That's why. Shit.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was rolling. I'm like,
he knew what he was doing.
That's cap, bro. He knew what he was doing. But I respect it, though.
Maybe. Okay, do you think he
Johnny
like?
Don't respect it.
No, I respect it. That shit's hella funny. I just don't want him to get fired because I like that guy. But
I don't want him to get fired.
Well, fucking Paul Pierce got fired for going on Instagram Live.
But Paul Pierce was doing some wild shit.
He was doing some wild shit, but Shannon was straight up fucking.
You couldn't see.
That's true. You didn't have to see. I had to go
just visualize it with the sounds or what?
I had to go into the archives on the internet, bro, because it's not on Facebook. I had to look it up on Google and shit.
Oh, yeah. She's doing doggy right now.
I had to look it up on Google and fucking. It was on Reddit. And I read one of the fucking comments, and one of the girls like, yeah, I touched myself to this right now. I'm like, what the fuck? That's crazy. But yeah, you should listen to it, Eric. It's kind of funny. I think the comments are funnier than the video. But
watch the live of him piping a bitch.
It wasn't that you can't see it, bro. You can only hear it.
You got to pay the subscription to see it.
$10.99 or $9.99. You got me.
The free was just the audio.
Okay, so do you guys think he did that shit on purpose? You think he thought he was maybe just like, I don't know, maybe recording?
Nah,
because you know when you go live.
You think he was just trying
you
to
beat them? You have to click a couple buttons, right?
That's why. I feel like you have to, you know. I'm not saying it's fucking hard to push go live, but you're going to have to go out of your way to actually push
Hold
it.
Hold on. You know what? I'm going to fuck it. I'm going to try something
He's
right now.
He's going to go look for it right now.
No, I'm not going to look for it. I'm gonna go on Instagram right now, right as we speak, and see how long it takes. Okay, so you have to click the plus button on the middle. You have to go all the way to the right, click live, and... Oh, okay. Yeah, so middle button, all the way to the right, click live, and it gives you 3 seconds to roll. So 3 clicks to go live.
See, he knew what he was doing. Bullshit.
That's not just like, you know, like a butt dial, one button. Nah. That homie knew. He wanted to make sure you know he still had game, bro. He still got it like that. He's that N-word.
You think he was trying to beat the allegations?
Yeah.
I mean, low key. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, bro. If you want to be known, if you don't want to, you want to make sure people know you ain't gay, that is the perfect way to do it.
That is facts.
Yeah, I do it. Really.
Who y'all think Michelle is, though?
What?
Michelle. That's the bitch he was piping.
Michelle Obama?
And Michelle Somber.
Bro, guarantee she's a fan.
Just a fan?
I bet you, bro.
You don't think a celebrity or something?
Look her up. Look no. her up real quick.
Do I mean, what am I going to look up? Michelle?
Yeah, look up Michelle.
No, because low key, bro. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that old heads can't still get it in with celebrities, but nah, I think Shannon Sharp.
You don't think so?
Nah, with with A-list celeb. No,
I want to say like I'm not saying A-list celebrities. No, but like,
if it's like maybe a washed-up celebrity, but it's just the thing is, bro, he's a football nigga.
Facts.
So he is not gonna be known by a lot of people. You know, he's gonna be mainly known by brothers.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot more fame with his podcast.
Yeah. That's why. That's probably bringing in more now, but... Nah, I guarantee you, he probably met her at a bar or some shit. At a meet and greet.
I don't know, bro. Bro has Riz, though. Like, if you... When he was a... when he's on the talk show with, like... what's his name? Stephen A?
Yeah.
Bro, I know Molly's wet as fuck, bro.
Bro, she's wet as fuck because she's tired of Stephen A, bro.
Oh, gosh, she is, bro. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. But yeah, that's it. That's all I had.
That's it.
Shout out to Unk. Keep fucking.
Shout out to Johnny Sins being homies with Billy.
Fuck hey, you.
Are you still, so what fucking team? What team did Shannon play for?
Broncos.
The Broncos. Yeah.
Okay, that was a quick ass response. Oh, damn.
My bad, Alfred.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Let me finish the question.
Sorry,
damn.
Sorry. Pardon. I told you I like football.
I know you do. It's like, fuck, man. You love football more than bitches. Fuck.
The Broncos.
No, but it's just, dude.
Stop the cap. You do.
Nah. But I love football. Because football, to me, bro, I feel like...
It gets me away from life, bro.
I don't know. It just hits, bro. It just hits every season.
That's what you do in football. You hit.
Stupid.
Nah, football's fun, though. Football's a good-ass good-ass sport.
So, do you think this halftime, do you think the Super Bowl's going to be fired?
No.
Who's your guys' predictions for this year?
It's already confirmed. Kendrick's going to be the Super Bowl show.
You were talking about teams, right?
Yeah, I was talking about teams.
Oh, you're talking about teams?
Damn, dog, relax.
Oh, you're talking about teams?
Yeah.
Dude, to be honest, bro, it's... I don't want to say it, but it's probably the Chiefs.
And who?
And... that's a good Raiders? One,
Raiders?
Nah,
Johnny didn't like that.
To be honest...
I didn't like that. I didn't like that one bit, bro.
To be... Raiders suck dick.
Their ass.
To be honest, bro, I'd like to see the Raiders and Bills. Or not the Raiders and Bills. Chiefs and Bills.
Chiefs and Bills?
Yeah.
It's going to be Bengals and Bills. Nah. Locking that shit in right now.
Nah. Bengals watch. Look trash. Watch,
bro. Week. Once T. Higgins comes back.
Look, now we can move into the fucking halftime. How do you feel about Kendrick?
I think it'll be trash. Because it might be okay. But to be honest, I think Kendrick's was the weakest one in that other halftime. I think he was the weakest one in that halftime.
You're fucking tripping.
In the rap, oh, in the rap one?
Yeah, you're tripping.
Who would you think was weaker?
I don't think anybody had a weak performance.
No, Kendrick had a weak performance. He didn't belong there.
Who all was on there?
It was Dre, Snoop, 50. Wasn't Missy Elliott?
Was it Missy Elliott or Mary J. Blige?
One of the two. One of the two. But I know they were all fire. And then I remember when Kendrick started, I remember I told myself, Kendrick should have not been there. What? That should have been like Cube or something.
No, you're tripping to be on honest. That one.
Nah. I think it'll be all right.
Look, I don't think Kendrick would have been a bad idea if this whole fucking battle between him and Drake are going. I just don't want to hear Not Like Us because that song has been getting fucking mad annoying, bro. I don't want to hear that shit.
I mean, why do you think they chose him, bro?
I know, but it's just...
Yeah. Look, I think he'll do okay, but it's whatever.
Well, I don't even think that's the issue, bro. I don't think Kendrick being the headliner is the issue more than Lil Wayne not being the headliner being the issue.
What do you mean?
Well, because it's going to be in New Orleans, right? And Lil Wayne was supposed to headline, right? And I guess I don't know to what extent Roc Nation, which is Jay-Z's little group, is in charge of choosing the artist.
They have like a little... They do like collaborations.
Collaborations?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they've chosen like... the headliner since like the 2010s or some shit like that.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Apparently, I don't know if this is rumors, if this is all true, but Jay-Z has had beef with
Drake and shit or no?
No, not with Drake.
Wayne?
No, yeah, with Drake. Yeah. With Drake and Nicki and Birdman.
Oh, so he's
using that against them.
He has beef with Young Money.
Beef with Young Money, but not Lil Wayne. But I think they're saying that he's using that.
Yeah, as an excuse.
As an excuse, right? Like, well, he didn't say that, but like that's what people are assuming.
Yeah.
And that Nicki sent out like a whole bunch of tweets on fucking Twitter that I can't read.
Why?
Well, I can't read because I don't know what the fuck she's trying to say.
Yeah,
she illiterate as fuck, bro.
Because I do got one of them, where she said you can love and respect Kendrick and still love and respect Wayne. Even Kendrick loves and respects Wayne. Even every real rapper loves and respects Wayne. # Gag City DC tonight we will. Tonight is the night.
Low key, Wayne should have headlined.
Well, he should have headlined.
Wayne should have taken Kendrick's place in the other one.
No, Wayne should have headlined this year. Why would Wayne not? No, Wayne is from New Orleans. Why would he not headline in his own city? Like, that shit does not make sense to me.
Yeah.
But there are some people that are saying that Wayne's performance lately have been...
I mean, he does look a little sick.
Saw that. Have you seen him, bro?
His face looks puffy. I don't know what's going on with him.
Saw those drugs?
Wayne.
Nah, either way, Wayne should have been there.
Yeah, regardless, he should have been there.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
That's like the Super Bowl being, let's say the Super Bowl's in LA, right? And they chose Wayne instead of Kendrick. It'd be like the opposite, right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I feel like
if you have a big enough artist in your city, you should get the biggest artist from your city to headline the Super Bowl.
You would think.
Right?
You would think, but they be making some...
But I guess his money moves.
Oh, I know it's money. But, nah, I think it's whack. I think there was plenty of other people that you could have fucking put low-key. Like, to be honest, bro, I wish they would give Travis another one by himself, though.
Nah, they wouldn't.
Because I'm not going to lie to you, that one with Travis is terrible.
I don't think they would headline him.
No, I know.
To be honest.
I don't, but I wish he had another one.
Well, he's just not like a... How would I put it?
He's not for the people?
I don't think he's poppy enough, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like
people are still holding him to the massacre, what happened.
You think so? I think he's just not. I
think the massacre. You're saying like he actually butchered them.
It still wasn't Travis's fault. No, but what I'm saying is like I don't think he's like stadium status type shit.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that I wouldn't like to see it, but I don't think he's just like a global artist.
So who would you like to see in the Super Bowl?
This year?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
Low key. Should have been like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, maybe someone else too, but Lil Wayne.
Drizzy Drake or what?
That would have been hard as fuck. But no, they don't even got to put Drake, to be honest.
Lil Wayne.
It could be like Lil Wayne and...
Only right answer.
I don't know. Look, if they would put Drake, they might as well just put all the Young Money. You know?
Yeah, fucking Birdman did say that.
Oh, yeah, he was mad too.
Yeah, he posted on Twitter saying, these niggas pussy. Tagged at Nicki Minaj, at Drake, at Lil Tunchi, YMCMB. I'm making these niggas respect us on Gladys.
Goat. No, it's crazy though. Doesn't Birdman have beef with Drake though?
Who?
With Drake.
Did they?
Birdman and Drake?
I swear Birdman has beef with Drake.
Look, Birdman might have beef with Drake, but Birdman don't have beef with Lil Wayne. They don't have to be correlated, bro.
I know, huh?
Well, that's just like saying, because people were saying that fucking Lil Wayne had beef with Drake now, apparently.
Yeah.
But now they're saying, oh, Lil Wayne has beef with Kendrick. And that's like, well, they both could be fucking true.
Low key. I don't know. As an artist, would you feel hot that they didn't pick you?
For my city, yes. If I was in for the run and they didn't pick me for my city, hell yeah.
Yeah, because I think they actually told him. Like, he reached
that
out.
He was a candidate or whatever?
He reached out, and they're like, oh, yeah, like, we're going to make it happen for New Orleans or whatever and shit. And they, like, unofficially told him that he was going to be it. Damn. Like, unofficially, no contract or anything.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, nope, Kendrick.
Slokey whack.
That's a bad move.
So that's like having like a verbal agreement with somebody. Like, yeah, bro, I got you. And then like last minute be like, oh, yeah, I hired somebody else, bro. My bad.
My bad. Oh, they didn't tell you? Yeah, we changed plans.
Low key, that happened to me for one of my jobs that I
tried. Would that not piss you off?
Yeah, that did piss me
off. Like, that's like, yeah, that's like exactly. That's like getting a job and be like, oh, yeah, bro, like. You'll get it. We'll get it signed officially next couple weeks. They call you back. Yeah, we actually found a better person. Better luck next time. But I don't know. That's just how I see it. I'm not mad at the Kendrick pick, because obviously that's like the hot pick to do. Mm-hmm. He's like
You're
the
mad hot Jay-Z.
He's the hottest artist. No, I'm not mad at. I'm just mad that they didn't choose Wayne.
Yeah. I don't want to get picked for my city.
You know?
He put his own city on the map. Just for someone else to step on it.
Although, how good would a Wayne performance be? Let's be honest.
I think it would have been... I think it'll be better than Kendrick's, to be honest.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, I think Kendrick's performance at that rap was kind of weak. I don't think he has, like... songs to get the crowd going, low key.
What the fuck are you talking?
I think Not Like Us is his, you know, song to get.
What are you talking about, bro?
Well, what song is it? What song do you think?
One of my least favorite songs by Kendrick, but I guess people go Humble. Yeah, it's Humble.
Oh yeah, I forgot. His radio hits. Sorry.
His radio hits go hard. Personally, they're like my least favorite by Kendrick, but they get the people going, bro.
Yeah.
But Lil Wayne still got better and bigger hits than Kendrick.
Yeah, but you got to think of it from like a marketing strategy, bro.
Wayne ain't cutting it no more?
No, it's not even that Wayne ain't cutting it no more. It's that when you think about it...
People are all for hype. People are all for hype and people are all for like... You know, what's trendy right now.
Exactly.
And Kendrick is trendy right now. Why? Because he was associated with Drake.
Facts.
But if it was any other fucking artist...
If it was any other artist, he would not have done any of this.
But yeah, like Alfie said, trendy, right? And that's why he got picked.
Yeah, that's the only reason he got picked. If he never did this thing with Drake... He would have never gotten picked. At least for that.
And yeah, you also got to think about, like, the NFL, when they have performers for the halftime show, they're not looking at, like, what the rap community likes. They're looking at what everybody likes. Yeah. And Kendrick was literally fucking, like, everywhere, bro. People that have never listened to rap in their life knew about it. My fucking grandma knew about it.
Pretty much, yeah. That's why I know you don't see it, but when Shannon Sharp does that show with Ocho Cinco, he was talking about how basically they said that the NFL regular season is for fans, but Super Bowls are not for fans. Super Bowls are for, like, people like you.
People like me doesn't watch Super Bowl.
People like you. Basically, look, let's say you were rich as fuck. Say you were rich as fuck. And you were bored out of your mind, like you seem to be.
I still wouldn't go to the Super Bowl.
I don't know. Maybe you would. Maybe you wouldn't. I don't know. But
telling you right now, I wouldn't.
Dude, you don't know that.
I don't like football, bro.
Look, it's not even about liking football. Half of the niggas that go to the Super Bowl don't like football. Football, the Super Bowl is just to be rich and saying you got money to attend, and you love getting the clout for that.
But nah, dude. Like,
yes, you do.
No, look, I do. But at the end of the day, though, I'm not going to spend money for something I don't like, bro. Like, a football is legitimately the last sport I'll watch.
Eric's just trying to be fucking devil's advocate here.
Low key, bro.
This is not what we're talking about. There's niggas that never watch fucking football. Like, at work, they'll go the whole fucking season without watching a single game. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm taking this Sunday off because I'm going to go watch the Super Bowl with my family. You don't even fucking like football.
Yeah.
But that's what Alfie's trying to say.
I know.
But yeah, Super Bowl is meant for rich people. That's why they're going to make sure, you know, whoever's performing halftime is, you know, a moneymaker.
Facts.
I guess the only way I would ever go to Super Bowl or to any football game is if I get a free ticket there.
Nah, you're lying, bro. You're lying.
Nah, because I am not
going to do it. Dude, if you were rich and your fucking bitch told you, I want to go to the Super Bowl, okay, babe. You're going to go. I know you are.
Sick.
You'll deny it all you want, but you're going to go, bro. You're going to go.
Didn't you say you went to a fucking baseball game and you liked it, Eric?
I like baseball.
You don't fuck.
Nigga, like you baseball. Watch I baseball. I don't watch it, but I like baseball. I'd rather play baseball over football.
No, we're not talking about playing here, nigga. You're not going to be on the fucking A's field pitching and shit. You're gonna be watching it.
But yeah, I do like watching baseball more than football. I've watched more baseball games than football games.
Nigga, you don't even understand baseball. I know you're fucking lying right now.
What do you mean? There's 9 innings in one game. 3 strikes, you're out.
Okay.
That's it?
We'll see.
That's basic shit, bro.
How long is a baseball game?
Depends, bro.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going to get him with that one.
It depends on how many strikes you can get.
All right, bro. Play your fucking games. Play your fucking games. Nigga, since when do you like baseball?
Y'all think I don't watch, I don't watch sports, but y'all think just because I don't watch sports doesn't mean I don't know shit about sports.
All right, bro.
I know some shit. I know enough to get by.
But yeah, I know your ass would go to a fucking football game if your girl wanted to.
I'm still
finding it. Stop fucking denying.
I'm still finding it. You go by yourself.
Yeah, but you're going to end up going. I know you are.
Nah.
I know you are.
Facts. Nah. Would you guys consider this a snub, though? Or no?
A what?
A snub. Like, you think Lil Wayne got snubbed.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, easy.
Hell yeah. Classic. That's classic. A classic snub.
Classic snub move.
Hold on. Who would win? Who would win? Because to me, Kendrick and Wayne are both GOATs. I know you guys don't like Kendrick like that. Especially Alfred, because...
I like Kendrick, but I don't think Kendrick is one of the greats like that.
No, he is, though, bro.
I really don't think he is.
He really is, though.
Because his last two albums were trash.
He has one mid-album, that's it.
Two.
One.
Mid-ass
what
albums.
What two?
His last two. His fucking last two.
Okay, hold on. So he started with Section 80.
Okay, that one's cool.
That one's good. Good Kid, Mad City.
That one's his best album.
That's okay. A classic, right? Then, is it To Pimp a Butterfly's next, right?
Yeah. That one was okay.
That one was all right. Was
good. That's a classic, too. Good. Damn.
Trash.
You're forgetting about Untitled and Master.
But that doesn't even count as the album.
I think Untitled Unmastered is fire.
Yeah, that one's fucking better than Damn. That one's
fucking fire shit.
Well, better than Damn?
Yeah. Damn is fucking ass. Yo. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is ass.
That one's mid. That one's mid. I give you that one. That one's pretty fucking mid. But, to say Damn is trash is fucking crazy.
Damn is trash. It's fucking crazy. The only two songs that I like in Damn is... What's the other radio hit? Not Humble. DNA? What's the other DNA? One? DNA. I think it's DNA, right?
Yeah.
Is it the music video with the
Don Cheadle?
Fucking War Machine?
Is it Don Cheadle?
I don't know. I don't know his name.
The black guy?
Yeah.
Big nose?
War Machine?
Yeah.
Couldn't just say yeah. Had to say the fucking name.
His name is fucking Don Cheadle.
I know everything. You, bro. I hate this nigga, bro.
It's Don Cheadle, right?
I don't know. I don't know his name.
I'm gonna look him
up.
All
I know is he was fucking War Machine and he's in Hotel Rwanda.
Hotel Stupid. Rwanda. Stupid.
That's a classic. Go watch it.
I got you tonight. Is it this guy?
Yeah.
It's Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle, yes.
Oh, dude. You know, he's also on, wasn't he on fucking Space Jam New Legacy?
Yeah, he's okay. The bad guy.
Okay.
See, that's classic Johnny, bro. This nigga knew who I was talking about. He knew.
Who the fuck? He fucking knew.
Nigga, I said War Machine. I know you seen Avengers, bro. I know you seen Avengers. You just told me the one time that you marathoned the whole movies.
If I'm being honest.
You did say that.
I know I did marathon the whole movie. If I'm being honest, though.
I don't remember who paid
me. I know actors by their first names.
No.
I hate niggas.
If I'm being honest, because I was on the third one, right? The third. How many movies is he in? He's in two, right?
In the Avengers?
In the Avengers, he's in one of the Avengers.
In the Avengers, I think he's on the... He's either on the second... I think he's on the second one, fool.
That's it.
The Ultron. No, he's in all the other ones after that.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think his first appearance is on the second one, but he's on... Yeah, he's on Infinity War, Endgame.
But he got minor roles in that bitch, no?
Huh?
He got, like, little roles.
I mean, he had some parts. Really? He had some. Don't get me wrong. I'm not gonna fucking tell you that. Oh yeah, he was on the big screen the entire fucking time.
Maybe I'm being a fucking hater, bro.
But yeah, like he had parts. Like you know, like in Infinity War when they do that big ass battle in Wakanda.
Yeah,
he had parts.
Yeah, but he was just like one of the extras, bro. Like, hey, but look, what I'm saying.
Johnny talking to his fucking hate shit.
No, what I'm saying, nigga, is like I'm watching the movie and yeah, I see him. Okay, I see fucking.
You just see another black guy. Huh?
I see the what's her name, Marvel, the bitch,
Captain Marvel.
I see Captain Marvel, but man, I'm looking at the big wigs, bro.
Like who?
We looking at Captain America. We looking at fucking Iron Man. We looking at Thor. Man, we looking at everybody but Don Cheadle and fucking Captain Marvel.
So you see, he's like the little side mission type shit.
Yeah, nigga, like.
Hey, yeah. That's where you get your XP from is the side.
That's facts.
Bro, side characters matter too.
I know they do, bro. But that's like going to a Lakers game and being like, bro, you didn't see fucking like Rui Hachimura? Like, no, nigga. I was looking at LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Bro, but what if
you're not looking at Bronny?
What if you...
All right, bro.
Bronny.
I'm fucking sick.
Oh, fuck. I'm not excited for this season. But that's like saying you're an actor, bro.
Okay.
You're an actor and you're proud of your movie.
What do you mean his boy is an actor?
A side character, though.
What do you mean his boy is an actor?
And you fucking tell someone like, oh, yeah, bro. I was in fucking Avengers. Like, I'm an actor. Nigga, who do you play? Oh, bro, I play the Falcon, dude. Nigga, who? See, like, how you gonna feel?
Okay, see. I know the Falcon. Who the fuck plays the Falcon?
How do you know the Falcon? And you don't know Don Cheadle?
No, I know Don Cheadle. I know both of them. Who the fuck? He's the other black guy. The Falcon.
Just another black guy, no. Huh?
That's fucking
no,
racist.
No, this is not racist.
That's racist.
No, 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 no. Don't get this shit twisted.
You heard it here, folks. Johnny Sins is racist.
I don't want to be associated with a racist.
No, don't get this shit twisted. If it was,
I didn't know my friends were racist.
They're coincidentally both fucking black. If they were white guys, I would have said, oh, the fucking white guy. Like, who's the nigga with the arrows?
Hawkeye.
That white guy.
Nah, you know Hawkeye. You know Hawkeye.
Nah, I ain't know him like that.
Minority being racist. That's crazy.
No, but, okay, see, like, Falcon, right? He's a black guy with a funny smile.
I didn't even know he had a funny smile.
Neither did I.
All I know is he has wings.
Hawkeye.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Hawkeye.
You say Hawkeye?
Act.
Whoa.
My wait, boy, no,
that's a different hero.
Falcon. What's his name? Sam Wilson, right? Yeah, Sam Wilson.
The new Captain America?
Okay. I see you know.
I know, dog. I know everything, and I don't know shit.
Shit. Be in the know.
Now, Loki, though, what do you think about that, though?
What?
Sam Wilson being the new Captain America.
Sorry.
But do you know why they killed off Captain America?
Yeah, because the next, like, Avengers, like, saga that they're going to do is Young Avengers.
That, and because his fucking homies, he's too focused on his other movies.
So yeah, but
is it? Off. Aren't they?
Okay. Yeah, but that's why they killed off basically the main two. That's why they killed off Iron Man. That's why they killed off Captain America.
Yeah,
because fucking
they're too focused on their other films.
They're gonna do a Young Avengers. That's why the next Avengers movie is gonna be funky. It's gonna be I'm not gonna watch it.
I'm gonna watch it, but I think it'll grow on people, bro.
I don't know.
Oh, but look, doesn't he have a funny smile?
Was that his dude,
he's like, what? I said it's the black guy with the funny smile. Does he? Come on, bro. Tell me that's not a goofy
bro,
ass
that's
smile.
Not, that's not a smile, bro.
That's your smile.
Yeah, bro.
When you guys went to Lagoon.
Yeah, bro. I had a good ass time.
I really did, though. Look. He's always doing that shit, though.
Yeah, bro. I don't know how to smile. Yo,
see, that's your smile right there.
So what you're telling me is that you have a funny smile, too.
See, that's a smile right there.
No, but what I told you guys, look.
Yeah, bro. I had fun.
No, look, bro.
I didn't take the picture, bro.
No, I've never known how to smile for pictures, bro. Like, that's just like, I swear to God, bro. I don't know how to smile in pictures. I swear to God. I swear to God, bro. I really did have a good time. Fuck you guys. But you know what? I don't give a fuck. You guys don't have to believe that.
He said as long as Facebook and Instagram believe it.
Oh, fucking sick, bro. As long as I believe it.
Just because you believe it doesn't mean it's true.
It is true.
Damn. But yeah, I don't know. I'm probably gonna just wait till the new Captain America comes at Disney Plus.
You know, I'm gonna watch it, but I know I'm not gonna get that same hype, the same like, oh yeah, let's go watch it as much.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I'm just very uneducated with, like, the comics, but is it, like,
low-key
accurate with the comics? I don't know if you guys are into that.
Sort of. Like, I don't know the comics too much, but they're, like, doing a different timeline. But the thing is, have you ever watched the Loki show?
Loki?
Yeah.
Loki, I haven't. Sorry.
Clever man.
Clever man. I hate niggas. But, yeah, basically, just as a story, the main bad guy of the Loki show was supposed to be the next main bad guy of the Avengers. It's that black dude that played Kang.
Okay.
But that homie basically...
I thought Loki was a bad guy.
Nah, Loki's like the good guy now.
He switched sides?
Yeah.
But he was a bad guy.
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, Loki's fucking Thor's brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's his stepbro.
Odin's son.
Okay.
That's his stepbro. Literally, though. But
why do you think one has blonde hair, the other one has black?
That's facts.
Hey, stepbro, you want to conquer the world?
Stepbro, I'm stuck conquering this world.
Yeah, but basically the dude, the bad guy of that show was supposed to be the main next dude. But they basically said, fuck you, and they scrapped him.
What?
And that's why they made fucking Doctor Doom.
Okay, that's badass, though.
Robert Downey.
What do you guys think about Robert Downey as Doctor Doom?
I fuck with it.
You fuck with it?
I fuck with it. And I've also heard that in the comics, there's actual, like...
Yeah, it's a story. A storyline of Iron Man becoming Doctor Doom. That's what they're
fucking
doing.
Fucking badass, bro.
Some people I know don't fuck with it, but I fuck
with
it.
No, I fuck with it heavy.
Fucking Robert Downey Jr.? Hell yeah.
Low-key, I think he is the one that carries the...
He really does, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah. Movies.
If he wasn't in those movies, they wouldn't be as good. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I think him and Captain America carry the movies.
Fuck him, Captain America.
Look,
fuck Captain America.
Nah, but Captain America was a good character in the movies.
Nah, he was.
He was, but
especially on Civil War, that shit was badass. Maybe just me? I don't know.
I like when they ganged up on Iron Man.
Look, I'm just saying, if they didn't double team my boy, you would have his ass whooped.
Yeah.
But he got jumped. He got jumped in the streets of America.
Oh, God, bro. That's fucked up. All I'm saying, though, is if they want to be for the culture and they're bringing out Dr. Doom, they better have fucking MF Doom on that fucking playlist. That's all I'm saying, bro. MF Doom. It's only fitting, right?
Okay, be real. Did you like MF Doom?
Did I like... yes, but not all the time. I have to be in the mood.
But you liked MF
Doom? I like MF Doom. I actually... This last... When was it? Like 2 weeks ago, bro. This fucking song was in my head rent fucking free, bro.
What song?
All Caps. I think it's his most popular song.
Yeah.
No, I like him, but it's like I think of MF Doom's music like fucking beer, right?
Nigga, what?
Yeah, let me give you my fucking analogy right here, right? So, you talk to people that drink alcohol, right?
Okay.
Most people naturally gravitate to mixed drinks.
Okay.
Mixed drinks being like fucking, you know, the popular artists. And then beer, the first time you taste beer, most people don't like that shit.
Yeah.
But then they grow to like it. It's like an acquired taste. That's how I feel about MF Doom. When I first listened to MF Doom, I was like, But then I'm like, yo, low-key, this shit's fire.
You really think that?
Yeah.
You think people like mixed drinks more than beer?
You don't think so?
I don't know, nigga. I would look.
Okay, I'm not saying more people like mixed drinks. I'm saying more people naturally like mixed drinks. Yeah, like the first time you try a mixed drink, okay, this is fire. The first time you've ever tried a beer, did you like it? You couldn't say, this shit's bussing, right?
Low key.
Right? But the first time you tried a mixed drink, oh, this shit's pretty fucking good, bro. What is this? Oh, it's a fucking strawberry daiquiri. Like, yeah, nigga, that's why the bitches like them, because they're sweet.
No, I know, I mean, that's definitely why.
The women, my bad.
That's definitely why fucking bitches like mixed drinks. It's because they're sweet and, you know, they don't really taste like...
Yeah, and they're smooth, right?
Yeah.
Exactly, just like mainstream. It's smooth. It's smooth on the ear. MF Doom, you can't listen to it at fucking Forever 21. You know, they're not going to have that blasting in the speakers. Nah.
Bro, that is I don't want to agree with that analogy, but that's a really good analogy.
Right? And it's not for everybody. It might grow on you, it might fucking not. Definitely. He grow on me, I like him.
Ooh.
But not everybody does.
Let me get a watermelon AMF.
It's like...
That's fucking... Do you agree with that?
What?
That...
This nigga said that naturally more people like mixed drinks than beer.
Yeah.
Yeah?
For
real?
Yeah.
Yeah, like beer has a lot of fans, right? But naturally, people at the first taste of beer, they're not like,
You gotta remember that. You gotta remember. Back when we were in high school, right?
Okay.
Back when we were in high school, 21, playing beer pong at the old homie's house. The old canal's house.
The unnamed house.
Yeah. Okay, we used to play beer pong. Leave a ball out. What do we drink? Fucking Corona. Did you like Corona at first? Oh, because I didn't. Honestly, what really started getting me to like beer was because of beer pong.
But yeah, you know what's crazy, bro? I fucking hated beer pong back then.
Because you don't want to drink the beer?
Huh?
Or why?
No, I just thought the game was boring.
Oh.
Like, I thought it was boring. But, you know, as I got older, I fuck with beer pong now. I want to play beer pong
more all
now.
Of a sudden.
Like, it got fun, to be honest. It got fun. Like, I don't know. You know, bro, I don't know what it is. Either it was because I was too young, I wasn't with the right people, or the vibes weren't right. I don't know what it was. But I did not enjoy beer pong too much.
Bro. It's the people.
Too much. But like now, bro, like you saw when we played beer pong like the other time, whatever. Yeah. Fucking, I loved it.
I really do think it's the people, bro. Yeah. They make all the difference.
It's, you gotta remember that too. You didn't like Wendover. You hated Wendover. No, bro, I fucking won't go to Wendover. Fucking spend my money just to lose it. Nah, fuck that. And what happened after the first time? Yeah, bro. Eric, you my nigga, bro. You my nigga. Thank you for telling me to come out, bro.
You're right, actually pretty fun. You're right, because I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I hated the idea of Wendover. But to be honest, look, I still kind of hate the idea of Wendover. But it's actually, you know, more...
It's the people.
It's more enjoyable now, low-key.
Does that mean you guys will go fishing with me?
Yeah. Look. Make it a little later... Shit, maybe.
I will.
Look. No, aww. No. What the thing is, I have to go fishing with my sister first, and then I'll go fishing with you.
That sounds like a deal to me, bro.
Because I always tell my siblings that I won't do anything niggas that I won't do with them.
That's honestly valid. That,
yeah. I actually respect you. Let me go fish with my uncle because.
Yeah, I'll go fishing with my sister, and then I'll go fishing with it. But please, nigga, please, make it a little later.
Like, what do you mean later? What time you
like
thinking?
10.
Nigga, the fish are gone by then, bro.
Damn! What time we gotta go?
No, you could go at 6.
At like 6, we?
6 p.m., fool?
Yeah, we could go at, like, sundown.
Yeah.
That's when the fish start cutting. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
They bite at sunrise and sundown, bro.
Low key, if y'all really want to go fishing, bro, I can hit my uncle. I know that homie's always down to go fishing. We can go on the boat.
I don't know about the boat, nigga. I'm scared of water.
What do you do? Do you just post up, like, next to the shore?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, smoke.
Yeah. It depends where you go to.
All right, Johnny, what do you do?
I'm fucking sick. I like to go to, like, either a lake or a big-ass pond. Like a, you know what I'm saying?
Got you don't go to the Roy Pond?
I have never gone to the Roy Pond.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I thought that you did.
No,
you
I don't know. I never gone to the Roy Pond. Gone to an Ogden one. And a Brigham one. Never
a
Roy.
They have a pond in
Brigham?
In Brigham?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
It's all right.
Oh, it's bad?
It's okay. I'd rather go to a lake, though. It's bigger. It's more of a vibe.
Yeah.
Hey, you just post Willard up, bro. What? Huh?
Willard Bay or what?
Hmm?
Willard Bay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mantaway or what?
Yeah.
Manaway?
No, I never been to Manaway. Okay. I'm not an avid fisher, bro. I've gone like a few times. That shit's fire, though.
Not for a little lately. Let's get on the boat and go fish, dog.
I mean, is it a big boat? Like, will I fucking die?
It's a, yeah.
You got a life jacket?
Wait, is it a boat or a fucking canoe, nigga?
No, it's not canoe. It's like an actual like boat.
I bet I'm down. Fuck it.
Like, is it like Hugh Hefner boat? Like, no, obviously relax. Not as big. No, obviously not as big, but you know, is it like, you know, that boat? Is it the boat that my boy Travis got arrested for?
It's a boat. It's a boat.
No, it's a boat.
Put it this way, bro.
Am I gonna? It's a boat that you can bring shawties on.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Cool, yeah. That's all you had to say. Shit.
I know that's all I had to say to you,
bro. Why didn't you say that shit?
You seen Prison Break before? Eric?
I believe I have.
Okay. Oh, he on the Prison Break vibe.
Yeah, I'm on the Prison Break vibe. Have you seen that fucking boat they have? Their getaway boat?
Nah.
Oh, never mind. I was gonna ask if it was that big.
But let me
look. Did you see when the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl?
No.
And they were throwing around the trophy? Is it that big of a boat?
Did you see when LeBron was a flag bearer and they were on that big ass yacht?
No. Okay, it's not that. It's not y'all styles. All right, relax.
It was a yacht, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not tripping. It was a boat. It really was a boat, right? They were on a boat, right?
Huh?
They were on a boat? A yacht?
Yeah. Okay. It was a yacht.
This one?
Yeah.
Alright. Dog, this shit looks like a fucking... Nah, it's not this fat of a boat.
That's why I'm asking, bro.
We're gonna be fucking touching elbows in that boat.
No. Hold on.
Is it like those boats you see where people have in their houses that have like that RV parking that's like attached to their truck?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I've seen those. Nah.
It's not those?
No, let me see if you got...
Okay.
Let's see if he got four of
them. I don't fucking know, bro. That nigga's got an extra medium boat. Like, that shit's not a small boat. It's not a big boat.
Like, bro, I'm convinced you have a boat that Humberto built, bro.
I'm fucking sick.
Hold on, bro. I would show you guys pictures, but, you know,
niggas somebody needs to pay the Wi-Fi bill. Extra medium boat.
Well, my nigga's not giving me a fucking size, bro.
He said, not that big, not that small.
It's,
Bro, are you telling me we're only gonna fit one shorty?
Well, he said,
it's a... You can fit shorties, dog.
Well, he said, it's a boat you can get bitches in, right?
That's what I'm saying.
And I showed him the Prison Break boat, and apparently that's too big.
Well, because the boat that I showed you looked like a fucking boat that they use in the army or fucking military type shit, dog.
Hold on.
Look, bro, I'm trying to, you know, get on Facebook and all, but the service here sucks.
My bad, bro. $10 Wi-Fi.
Oh, I know it's $10 Wi-Fi. The great value.
Yeah, it was the Christina Rose.
Let me see a photo.
This is the... Hold on. Oh, that's a... Yeah. Hold on. Where the fuck? They don't have a full picture of the fucking boat? I'm sick.
Híjole. He can't find the picture.
Well, here's the homie on the boat.
So that's not the boat? Too big?
It's too big, according to Eric.
Well, let me see.
Bro,
let me see
the... It's going to be us three and one shorty, bro. There's going to not be no more room.
I mean, I can't see, but okay. All you can see is the front of the boat.
I'm trying to find a full picture of the boat, bro.
The extra medium boat ain't boating.
Man, we really on this fucking podcast.
It's your average size boat that you can take to the lake. It's not...
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Everything? It's like a party boat type shit, you know?
Bro, but you said it was too small. It's not that big.
No, you sent to the fucking... To the little canoe.
Okay, but then I said like an average sized boat and you said nah.
Oh, okay, then yeah.
See, look. Look, like this?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we looking at a fucking, let me see.
Let's see, how big?
See, we looking at a class fucking one boat. Right here, like this. Okay. All right, Eric. So, we got a class A, a class one, and a class two, and a class three. Which one is it right here, bro? We got you fucking sizes for reference.
Which one's the extra medium one?
It's a class two.
A class two? Okay. Yeah, so pretty.
What's the class two? Is the class two big?
It's between 26 and 40 feet.
Damn, Eric!
Yeah, that's like the prison break boat, nigga.
Bro, we could fit bitches there. You're tripping.
For sure.
That's why I said we could fit shorties. Ass with, like, you know, plural.
Is it like a fishing boat? Or is it a deck boat?
Maybe there's a difference.
It's not a sailboat. It's not a jet boat.
It's not.
Is it a jet boat?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
I don't fucking know, bro. I'm over here fucking boats 101.
I don't know, bro. I'm not
a Google boat teaches me a lot of shit right here.
I'm not a boat connoisseur, bro. Sorry.
Motorboat.
Motorboat.
There's a fucking rescue boat. Hmm? Okay. Anyways, I don't even know why the fuck we started talking about boats.
Because you wanted to go fishing.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's what I'm telling you. We can go fishing.
Fuck it. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Anyways, man, I had another thing to ask you guys.
Ask away.
All right. This is going to be a hard question, so brace yourself, okay?
We'll be ready.
And I asked a few of my coworkers this question. They were all stuck, bro. Like, fucking stuck, nigga.
Stuck like step bro.
Stuck like step bro. Damn. Stuck.
Damn.
All right. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
You have to choose one of the two fucking options. There's no, oh, I'd rather fucking die. No, nigga. Choose one.
Fucking Eric's answer.
Or neither. No. Okay. Would you rather everything you ate taste like shit?
Ooh.
No matter what it is, everything tastes like shit. Or no matter how clean you are, you always, always smell like shit.
I definitely go with the food.
Yeah, I think I'd go with the food.
Your food would always taste like shit?
Yeah.
So, like, right now, let's say you're munching down on those fucking wings from 7-Eleven. Buy one, get one free type shit.
I mean, they're already dog shit as is. So, what difference is there?
What's your favorite food, nigga?
Huh?
What's your favorite food?
Oh, why gotta do In-N-Out like that?
In-N-Out, right? Okay. Oh. Let's say you go to In-N-Out, and you're like, can I get a double-double, please?
Oh, no. So, sorry. My favorite place is Shake Shack.
Okay. No, fuck you, bro. You're going to In-N-Out. You get a double-double and fries and a drink.
Okay.
Double-double, shit. Fries, shit. Drink, shit. It all tastes like shit, bro.
Not the drink.
The drink too, bro.
The soda?
The soda tastes like shit.
That means your Coke, bro. I'm going to go on a water diet.
Shit, I don't know, bro.
Everything that has flavor tastes like shit. Water exception. Water tastes like water.
Fuck water. Actually, that's good.
Water tastes like water. Everything else tastes like shit.
Low-key, I think I'd still... Well, it's just the thing is, look. If there is one thing that fucking bugs me, bro, it's fucking... B.O. I fucking hate. Like, I hate when I rank. I definitely hate when other people rank. Like, that shit bugs the hell out of me. Like, there are some things you can get away with, but, like, my boy, if you're not at least, you know, I don't know, dumping cologne on you to try to mask it a little bit?
Fuck, he said dumping cologne.
And you ain't even gonna smell like B.O., bro. You're gonna smell like you fucking walked through a lawn, you stepped on dog shit, you slipped on it, and it fell on your ass.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're gonna, like, smell, you're gonna like
smell like shit. So, like if I work in the fucking sewers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you're gonna smell like straight sewer. You're gonna smell yourself like that. Nah, fuck that.
Hey, you come out the shower, fresh aroma of shit, you know?
I mean, shit, maybe if we were in Monsters, Inc. world, bro. Then yeah.
But damn.
Why, what are you choosing?
Man, low-key, I didn't even answer this myself. Because the person that asked the question never answers. You know what I mean? But I'll answer it just for clout. I think I'd rather smell like shit, bro. I was thinking about it, cause I was like, fuck, like if everything tastes like shit, I might get used to it, right? And like the macro would go crazy, like that ass. You know how much protein is in dog food? So I could eat dog food like every day, cause it would taste the same as an In-N-Out burger.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, you know, fucking 100 grams of protein in this shit. Bro, I'd be fucking swole. But then I'm like, nah, because then I would never be able to enjoy a fucking pizza, you know, a burger. I would never be able to fucking enjoy a hot fudge brownie.
Let me ask you a question on top of your question then. So, I'm going to add a little twist.
I'd rather smell like shit. Sorry. But go on.
Okay, so are you saying like from here on out tastes like shit? Or from when you're born?
Nah, from here on out, bro.
From here on out. Fuck.
Yeah, because then you're fucking right, already used to it.
Yeah, I'll just smell like shit. Because how the fuck am I going to go from having all this delicious-ass food to, like, saying, oh, this shit tastes like shit? Nah.
Yeah.
Because if I was born like that, like, everything already tastes like shit, then I won't just
Then you
that.
You wouldn't know any better.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Man, that's how dogs be living, though, bro. Like, they be eating the same dog food. I feel bad for my dog now. I'm going to go get him some premium shit.
Hey, look. They be eating the same dog food.
They be munching on that shit,
fuck,
though.
Dude, I don't know about your dog, but my dog fucks up his food, bro.
Oh, no. He fucking it up, bro.
Yeah, he fucks up that shit. It's crazy, too, because my nigga got to take 2 pills, and he's still fucking that shit up, bro.
Dude, do your dogs fucking, like, grab a couple pieces of the little food and then walk away from their bowl, munch on them, and then they'll go back, and then they'll walk away and come back?
My old dog used to do that.
That's so fucking weird.
He was old.
My nigga Tiger Lily.
Rest in peace, my nigga Tiger Lily.
Rest in peace, my nigga.
RJP.
Yesterday was a year.
Oh, for
Tiger
real?
Lily?
Yeah. Damn.
Hey, rest in peace, Tiger Lily. RJP. Rest in peace, Pepe. Rest in peace, RJP. Rest in peace, Otis.
RJP.
Rest in peace, my boy Stitch.
RJP.
Rest in peace. What did you have? A retriever or something? A German Shepherd? What dog did you have?
I had a lab.
Rest in peace, my boy Eric's Daisy. Unnamed lab.
Daisy.
Daisy the lab. Man.
You see that dog for real?
Huh?
You see that dog
I
for
seen
real?
It once, nigga. Once.
I only seen your albino ass dog with a pink ass nose.
Yeah, I've seen that one many times. Though.
What's her name?
Lucy.
Pink
Wait,
nose
no,
Lucy?
No, you never seen Daisy. I had Daisy back when I was like in 7th grade, dog.
Oh, like seen her in person?
Yeah.
No, I think you showed me a picture.
I was like,
though.
This nigga imagining shit, nah.
No, because I know this
was
nigga.
It, was it a black one?
Fuck, nigga.
What color of the dog was it?
Nigga, I have no clue. TBH. Man. But look, I know you fucking told me about it.
Yeah, I had a lab.
Because I remember I asked you, why do you hate Pink Nose Lucy? And then you said, that's not your dog, but you had a dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Facts. Wait, hold on. Alfie.
What?
You said everything tastes like shit. I said I'd rather smell like shit. Eric,
I don't smell like shit.
You smell like shit?
Yeah.
You changed your answer? You started with taste like shit.
I did, but you changed your answer. That was if I was born like that.
No, you ain't born like that, my nigga. No. You were not born this way, like Lady Gaga.
No, because like, how the fuck am I gonna go from eating all this exquisite, delicious, savory food to just straight eating shit? Like, I might as well just go eat the fucking shit that the dogs be pooping.
I mean, you could
save money.
You could save low key.
I'm hungry. All right, hold on. All right, Lucy, go take a shit real quick.
Nah. Okay, that was a good question, Eric. That was it for my question. Was that hard, or was it easier than you thought?
Look, it's a little hard, but it was kind of easy.
Was it?
Well, it's just the thing is, bro, I can't stand, like, I don't know about y'all, but I cannot stand that shit. Like, I'd rather, this might sound weird, I'd rather have niggas smell like other shit than B.O. I think B.O. smells the worst.
But it's not B.O., it's shit.
B.O. shit?
It's different. It's different.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it is, bro. When I think of B.O., I think of, like, onions type shit. You know? It smelled like the In-N-Out drive-thru.
What the fuck? The drive-thru?
Yeah, you know when you pull up to the drive-thru and you smell them onions cooking through the little fireplace in the back where they let the smoke out? That smoke smells like straight fucking onions.
I hate this thing.
But you don't like onions, though, huh?
No, I hate onions.
See, that's why, yeah.
It's fucking, yeah, fucking Eric with his onions. Whole grilled onion.
Shit. Why lie?
Well, yeah. Eric, you had one more question for us today, bro.
Okay. Oh, damn. Yeah, you're right.
You did. I was waiting for you to bring it up before
question,
I brought up my shit.
Question or more of another topic?
Statement, story?
Or another topic, I guess. Well, my bad, bro. We moving on.
Because, look, you guys know what AI is, right?
Hey, oh shit, this is okay. You have two more topics then. But yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, just go ahead, bro.
All right, but you guys know what AI is, though, right?
Okay,
AI, Apple intelligence,
yeah,
sure, artificial.
Yeah. Artificial. Yeah. It, either or, some shit. It's still, yeah, okay. This shit rated Travis Scott's projects.
AI rated Travis Scott's project,
yes,
out of 5. Out of 10.
Out of all of them, okay?
No,
out of
10. No,
out of 10,
nigga.
Out
like
of 10, out of 10.
Okay.
Out of 10, okay? Let me go with the
first one. He said out of all of them.
So let me start with the first one. Owl
Pharaoh.
2013.
Can I rate it first before I get started?
Yeah, let's see it. What do you think?
Owl Pharaoh, I'll give 10. That one a fucking solid 5. It's my least favorite project.
Okay, what about you, off?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Probably like a 6.
Oh, you're close. So he rated a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
And then I left a little, like a little
comment
section. Catch said, Travis Scott's debut mixtape introduces the experimental style with raw, unpolished energy, though it lacks the cohesive and refinement of his late work.
That's why I did it. Like, I like it. It just... I guess some people like how unpolished it is because it sounds raw.
Uh-huh.
I personally didn't like it.
Okay. Now, Days Before Rodeo.
Days Before Rodeo? See, now that's when his shit started getting good. I gave Days Before Rodeo a solid 8, bro.
Okay. I'll
probably still say 6.
8.5.
8.5.
Said, a pivotal project that established Travis Scott's atmospheric genre, blending sound and the set the stage for his rise in hip hop.
Metro was already fucking. He was up and coming, right?
Yeah, he's up and coming on that. So then the next one, Rodeo.
That's almost a perfect album, bro. I give it a 9.
Like an 8.5.
Hold, it's a 9. Says Travis Scott's debut album is a tour de force that blends trap, psychedelic, and industrial sounds into a cohesive narrative, showcasing his growth as an artist.
Yep, I fuck with that.
Okay.
I agree with that. AI, I heard fucking... You know what? I would invite AI to the fucking... To the cookout,
to
nigga.
To the carne asada?
Yeah, to the carne asada.
So now, Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight.
9.5.
7.8.
I knew you were gonna fucking say that.
7.8, almost an 8, but not an 8. 7.8.
8. Damn. A more polished and accessible project with catchy hooks and strong production, though some critics felt like it lacked the depth of Rodeo.
Trip. I agree.
Yo, bro, Johnny, are you sure you're not AI, dog? No,
nigga, I don't know. Is this my rating or AI's fucking rating, bro?
Okay, now, Huncho Jack. Jack Huncho.
Oh, my God. Ooh, okay. I know
that one's going to get a bad rating. That one deserves a 9.
Okay, I know this is going to get a good rating. I disagree. I think AI is going to be like, this shit's fire. I'm going to go with a fucking 5, bro. I thought it was mid.
I'll agree with you. It's not his best. I'd say a little above mid.
I'm going mid. I'm going 5.
It's going 7. It's a 7.
It's a 7.
A fun calibration that delivers bangers. It does deliver some bangers, but feels somewhat repetitive and lacks the innovative edge of Travis Scott's
solo. That shit has hella bangers.
It has bangers. I don't remember. You guys, we were talking about this shit last week, right? Just because it's a banger doesn't mean it's fucking good.
Nah, it's fucking good.
No, it sounds like it sounds like they got a bunch of cool beats and then they cooked that shit in the stew in like 2 hours.
I feel like it was a rushed album kind of thing.
Like, it's like a fun little album.
It's good, but he could have done better. Okay. Astro World.
That one probably is going to get a 9.
Me? My personal opinion, this is his fucking masterpiece of an album. Perfect album, 0 skips, 10 out of 10 for me.
Said 9.5.
Yeah, see? They weren't going to give it a 10.
A near masterpiece that captures the essence of Travis Scott's... A near masterpiece that captures the essence of Travis Scott's artistry, blending diverse sounds and into a cohesive experience and pushing the boundaries of modern hip-hop.
Fire.
Okay. Jack Boys.
Another fucking mid-ass album. I'm giving it a 5.
I think Jack Boy, like a 7.
7.5. Yeah. A solid collaborative project that highlights the talents of Travis Scott's Cactus Jack label, though it feels more like a compilation than a fully realized album.
It does, though.
I'll agree with that.
When you listen to the album, you're not like, oh, shit, like, you're not having that album experience feel. You're having like a shuffle feel.
And then Utopia.
That one's like an 8.
8.5.
You, sir, are right.
Me?
8.5.
Holy shit.
A highly anticipated project that continues to explore new sonic landscapes, blending Travis' signature sound with fresh experimentation, though opinions on its cohesive vary.
I think it was cohesive, except for the few songs I said. Fucking K-pop and Utopia Twins.
Which is crazy, because I actually really strongly believe in this fucking AI.
You know what's fucking crazy? I think I should be a fucking music reviewer, bro. This nigga agrees with... AI agrees with me, bro. For the most part.
Yeah, you were actually really close to him.
Except for the mid-ass albums. They gave him too much credit than I would have given him. All I'm saying, bro, is collab albums usually aren't it for me, bro.
Tripping.
Swear, bro. Like, most collab albums don't feel fucking... I feel like it kind of ruins the... How would you call it? The creativity.
Okay.
I think you're tripping.
Let me stop you on that. So what do you think about collaborating for a diss?
Collaborating for a diss?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you mean? Like let's say fucking Kendrick. Let's say Drake and Jacob.
You got Pac on Hit 'Em Up. On Hit 'Em Up. That diss line.
I was thinking like Drake and Cole. But Pac and Outlaws on Hit 'Em Up?
Yeah.
Dissing fucking Biggie and Bad Boy and their whole motherfucking crew and Mobb Deep and...
versus fucking... Cube against NWA.
I mean, there's a difference.
Wait, what?
Hold on, let me run it back.
Okay.
So I watched like a little snippet video.
Right.
And it was Cube saying, how the fuck was Pac, you know, the best rapper type shit. If he needed help on Hit 'Em Up.
He didn't.
Versus how Cube just fucking did a...
Wait, is this a new video or an older video?
I don't know. I don't know. Because it was just a fucking video that I seen on Facebook.
I'm going to have to look it up.
But he was saying like how he fucking did, how he roasted, basically got all of NWA and their manager in one song versus how fucking Pac needed some like help.
Okay. You want to go first, Alfred?
Or you want me to? What are you asking?
who did it better?
Who did it better?
Cube or fucking Pac?
Pac. This song. Pac. How easy, come? Easy.
How come?
Oh, it just fucking hit harder. Okay, let me put it.
Oh, this but way. I thought you said if just because it hits hard doesn't mean it's always the best song.
If it's a diss, you want it to hit, and it's. I'm not saying it's a banger. I'm saying it hit. Like,
but the,
no. What I'm saying, it fucking hit, bro. I'm saying like the other niggas that were getting dissed definitely felt the fucking burn. They both felt the burn, but. That Tupac one was just fucking mean, bro. Like, if I heard that shit and I was the one getting dissed, I'd low-key be hella salty. To me, there's a difference. Because, yeah, I mean... Okay, no, you're talking about No Vaseline, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, No Vaseline, Ice Cube dissed the whole group, NWA, right? He dissed mm-hmm. them. It was cool.
And their manager.
And their manager. It was good. It was a good diss song. It's one of the best diss songs of all time. But Ice Cube fucking ghostwrited for pretty much most of the rappers on NWA.
So you're saying they're dumb shit then without Cube?
Pretty much, yeah. I've been saying that though. Besides maybe Ren.
He did have the best solo album.
Who?
Ren.
Yeah, besides Ren, Dr. Dre is a good producer. He's a fucking shitty ass rapper. I don't care what anybody says. Eazy-E, half of his shit was written by Ice Cube. Yeah. And I never thought he was all that good of an artist. Overrated because he died.
Eazy does it. Rest in peace, but
Eazy does it was fucking mid. So he pretty much dissed a group of people that he knew weren't up to his level, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like fucking... I don't know. That's like somebody calling out fucking... I don't know. I don't even know what to say. And then Tupac, right? He didn't need Outlawz for that diss. If anything, Outlawz kind of fucking diluted that Hit 'Em Up song.
So it made it
weak. Agree or disagree?
It made it weak?
They didn't make it weak. It was still a good diss song. I'm just saying without Outlawz, the song still would have hit. When people quote Hit 'Em Up, when have you ever heard them quote a line from the Outlawz? When?
I've never heard anybody quote Hit 'Em Up in general.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Nah, I know you're lying, bro.
I'm not.
Swear.
On boys.
That's a lie.
Like he what? Said the boys.
You okay. Like the very fucking first part of it.
Hit 'Em Up.
No, that's why I fucked your bitch. You fat motherfucker. That shit's hard. That shit's a fucking diss within itself, bro.
Okay. So I only know I just fucked your bitch with some Gucci flip flops.
He was just so fucking rude with it, bro.
That one was harder, though.
What? I just fucked your bitch in some Gucci. No, you're lying, bro.
No. I'm not saying the song is harder, even though I love that song. But that fucking line versus Tupac is harder. I'm sorry. But the song in general, Hit 'Em Up is, you know, better.
It's fire, but I still think no Vaseline is better.
You think no Vaseline is better than hit 'em up? Yeah. You're fucking. What are you smoking, dick, right now, or what, bro?
No, I'm smoking on this Muhammad.
You're smoking on some strong shit right now to think that.
Yeah. Let me know.
You know what? I would respect your opinion more if you said, if you said Cube was a better artist than Pac. I would respect that more than you saying no Vaseline is a better diss track than hit 'em up. You're tweaking.
If Pac was a better...
Wait, who said that? Somebody said that or Cube said that himself?
Cube.
Cube is fucking tweaking.
He tweaking?
Oh, Cube said that?
Yeah.
That no Vaseline was better?
Yeah.
I fuck with that hard.
I fuck with that.
Since Cube said it.
I fuck with the confidence.
And he also said that I disagree, no Vaseline is better than Not Like Us, too.
Oh, definitely.
I can't disagree. I don't even think Not Like Us was the best. It was the most hype diss track. I don't think it was the best.
Out of Kendrick's diss, out of all of his songs that he made,
yeah,
it was his best one. Also his most annoying one.
No, are you saying his best diss? Like, no, but diss? Like, no, look, or like, are you like, talking about like hype?
No, like that he made, that he personally made. I'm not talking about like out of the disses between him and Drake. Uh-huh. I'm talking about out of his personal disses that he made to Drake.
Yeah,
Not Like Us is best one out of all.
The best diss?
For real?
You're fucking like, lying.
That he made. But I'm not saying that he fucking won over Drake.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
But you're saying that's his best diss song.
Yeah, only because it's catchy. Only because it's catchy.
No, but that, oh my fucking God, Eric. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's why everyone likes Not Like Us. It's because it's catchy.
Just because it's catchy doesn't make it a better diss track, Eric.
That's why I don't like that fucking song. It's aight. I think the beat fucking carries too much. Nah, in my personal opinion, Kendrick's best diss was Euphoria.
Euphoria was a way better diss track. Not saying track in general, but diss track. Euphoria was better than Not Like Us.
Even though, I'm popular opinion, he should have kept that first beat the entire song.
Tripping.
I think Kendrick goes hard with slower beats.
You think so?
I don't like Kendrick's whole voice changing thing.
When he gets like
when he tries to get like all high pitch and then he starts going fast.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I've never liked that he did that with his voice, but
because what's stupid is everyone gives fucking Cardi shit for that. Cardi does the same shit.
It's a little different. It sounds a whole lot different.
Nah. Both their squeaky voices are whack.
I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying they're different.
But yeah, no. Euphoria was way better.
Yeah, Eric, you're smoking dick. Smoking and I think
all these mojas.
Nah, all right, bro. And we got to go now, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry to wrap it up so quickly, but... Eric has to go to work. He's got to go to his 9-to-5.
I got to go to my 9-to-5 too.
And I have to mow the lawn like a Mexican. You got to
suck some dick.
Nah, bro. Anyways, thanks for tuning in, guys.
Oh, we just ended it abruptly like this?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Eric has to go to his 9-to-5.
Yeah, y'all can keep going.
We'll just end it in a cliffhanger then?
We'll end it on a cliffhanger. Wait, what's the cliffhanger? Did I answer the question?
No, I don't think so.
What was the question?
Of what was better?
No, I did. Hit 'em up was better.
Oh.
No Vaseline was better.
You know what? Let us know in the fucking...
In the DMs.
In the DMs, in the comment. There's no comment. In the fucking reviews. Whatever you can leave it on there. And we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah.
Peace out. Yeah.